Now, Owen, this question's coming from Paul. This is very geological. He wants to know, why are mountains pointy? What do you think?
Okay, that's actually a great question. So once you've had some kind of rock uplift, the shape or morphology of a mountain is simply controlled by the principal style of erosion at a particular locality. So to generate pointy peaks, or as they're more formally known, pyramidal peaks, you have the process whereby you have three or more glaciers which are diverging from a central point under the influence of gravity, and this leaves behind the pyramid. And this has given us such iconic peaks as the Matterhorn, Mont Blanc, Mount Everest. And conceptually, this is how most people view mountains. It's sort of in their mind's eye. They see these pyramids. However, I should point out that not all mountains are pointy.
So, I'm just saying, Lee's adopted homeland, of course, it's South Africa. If you go to Cape Town, you see a very famous flat-top mountain. It's called Table Mountain for an obvious reason.
Absolutely.
How did that happen?
It's wonderfully named. So Table Mountain is composed of flat-lying sedimentary rocks, and it's actually capped by a particularly resistant type of sedimentary rock called a quartzite. And so what happens here is that you get erosion that preferentially weathers out underneath the top-lying quartzite, which leads to sort of failure at the edges, so you get steep-sided cliffs and a flat-lying top.
And talking of pointy things and pyramidal in structure, of course, this is your bag, isn't it, Megan? Well, how did they actually come up with the shape of the pyramids? What was their inspiration, do we know?
Yeah, so the idea is in one particular creation myth of ancient Egypt, that Egypt evolved from this mound of earth that came up from this watery void of chaos called Nun. And this original mound of earth is thought to have been shaped similar to a pyramid. And so the idea is that pyramids are a way of recreating that original sort of mound of creation.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.